This is audio book of The Prism of Lyra. An exploration of human galactic heritage. Lyssa Royal and Keith Priest. A Royal Priest research book from 1989. Preface. It was not the mixture, O men, of blood and breath that made the beginning and substance of your souls, though your earth-born and mortal body is framed of those things. But your soul has come hither from another place. Empedocles. From the earliest days in Earth's recorded history, there has been a bittersweet emotion that wells up within us as we gaze into the expanse of the night sky. Some of us long for the day when the human race can travel beyond the stars. Is it really just a hope for the future rather than a remembrance of our past? The human consciousness has intricacies that still remain unexplored. What stirs us to push evolution to its limits? What drives us to create dissension between the races on our planet? Perhaps it is possible that we are playing out a cosmic drama and have only temporarily forgotten the script. We know that what one country or race does upon the Earth affects another. This idea may also spread outward into the universe. Perhaps what we do here affects countless other civilizations on other planets. Could we really be that linked together? The information presented in this book is a compilation of years of insights, deductive reasoning, and channeling. Meticulous cross-referencing of various channels has been conducted, primarily using the work of co-author Lyssa Royal, as well as research into a number of respected anthropological and metaphysical works. The reader may consider these ideas to be literal or symbolic, for the story is the same. There is no claim that this is the ultimate truth of our galactic family's emergence into this reality. If it works for you, use the insights given here as a catalyst for your own growth. If not, perhaps it can lead you one step closer to your own personal truth. One of the most important ideas to accelerate the human potential is the allowance of all truths to be a manifestation of the one truth, whatever it may be. Through this allowance emerges unification. If nothing else, let this book be fun to read, interesting, and stimulating to your imagination. Your belief is certainly not required, but your willingness to be an explorer is. This is an introductory book. An extensive glossary has been created at the end of the material for any unfamiliar terms that may have been used. Each chapter represents a different facet of an intricate tapestry and how the tapestry affects Earth. Through many discussions, the information has been honed down into a framework that will introduce the reader to a cast of characters. The cast is not complete. There are countless other members and dramas being played out throughout our universe. These characters have emerged as the ones who seem to matter most to the human drama here on Earth. There are certain assumptions carried throughout the material that are a foundation for the rest of the information. One of these is the idea of reincarnation and the infinite nature of consciousness. It is not necessary to embrace this concept in order to grasp the material, but it will allow the reader a more expanded view of the bigger picture. Another assumption presented is the idea that each being possesses a higher awareness. It is purported that regardless of the level of existence a being has chosen for a given lifetime, it retains an awareness, conscious or subconscious, of its connection to the whole and its divine identity. This concept connects us with the idea that it is we and we alone who control our destinies, therefore, evolution is in our own hands. Throughout the entire book, the assumption will also be carried that the whole, or the integrated mass consciousness of our galactic family, has always existed. For the purposes of the information presented, there will need to be some set parameters. These parameters will allegorically refer to the beginning of the story as being the dimensional infusion and the end as the integration. In many cases, labels have been used to denote places or people, such as Sirius, or Sirians. In general, these labels are fluid, more denoting a realm or vibrational awareness than a fixed idea. In a case such as Lyra, for example, the possibility is respected that the very stars spoken of have become black holes and white holes many times over. Therefore, these can be spoken of as ideas rather than concrete points in time and space. These ideas carry weight. This is quite apparent in our legends that give importance to other star systems. the Dogon tribe legends, the Sumerian texts, and the ancient Egyptian writings all claim contact with beings from other star systems. These legends must come from somewhere. Though their language and contemporary style of expression differ slightly, the consistency of their content is beyond argument. Information about the past of the human race can enrich our lives here on Earth. If we are to truly transform, it will be through the infusing of awareness onto our world, not using the awareness to escape from our responsibilities as citizens of Earth and the galactic family. Note: read the footnotes and the glossary. Next headline is Dimensional Infusion, with its celestial keys, its cords of air, its frets of fire, the Samian's great Aeolian lyre, rising through all its sevenfold bars, from Earth unto the fixed stars. Longfellow on Lyra from Occultation of Orion. All consciousness and energy was once fused into an integrated whole. This whole was aware of aspects of itself, but in a different way from individualized consciousness. In Earth's present development, the self is recognized first, then society, and finally the whole, all that is, or God. Separation is still created. This separation from the source is an illusion. This illusion is a tool that provides the whole with all the necessary lessons and challenges it needs to experience in order to reintegrate back into the source. Before this fragmentation from the source, the whole existed in another octave of dimensional reality. From this realm of unification, portions of all that is wondered what it would be like to fragment and temporarily forget integrated existence. The force of this thought on such a mass level began to create a fragmentation. The illusion created from this fragmentation would be a challenging forget-few mess in which consciousness would need to create, from its own divine nature, the remembrance to once again unite. What has been termed creation is indeed this fragmentation, or, more descriptively, the dimensional infusion. The whole's initial curiosity about a fragmented existence actually created the reality itself. It required a shift in perspective, focus, or frequency. As part of the whole, aspects of the galactic family were partially responsible for laying out the blueprint that was to guide their development. Therefore, the statement "we are God" actually has viable meaning. The blueprint that was laid out contained many different ideas. It first held the notion that polarity and fragmentation would be the norm. The encoding in the blueprint provided the option of free will in the part of each fragment or soul. The challenge was in remembering that each consciousness possessed it. The more free will is used, the more divine memory is invoked. When faced with a polarized reality, free will becomes the liberator. When a soul forgets it possesses free will, the lessons become much more challenging, yet quite rewarding. Another idea present in this chosen blueprint was that fragments of the whole would be entirely responsible for their actions during this state of amnesia. Whether or not it was remembered, every action taken would generate a response from the universe. Some have called this karma, however, it is much more than an eye for an eye. Instead of punishments for negative behavior, there is always the option of expanding one's awareness. Therefore, in a sense, wisdom erases karma. Though this may sound like the rules for some kind of cruel cosmic game, the outcome has already been decided. With this in mind, it is not necessarily the destination that counts but the journey along the way. It is literally how the game is played. Another blueprint agreed to was an etherically generated code built into the fabric of the universal tapestry. This code would allow bipedal, carbon-based humanoid forms to be the normal, naturally developing vehicle for the incarnation of human-type consciousness on planetary structures. This code exists on metaatomic levels that science is just beginning to learn to measure. The symbology of polarity plays out in the human body form. The Earth human is symmetrical, with two arms, two legs, two eyes, ears, etc. The body is joined into a whole by a torso and a head. It was also decided that during the evolutionary development of humanoid forms, within the Earth's galactic family, that the male and female polarities would manifest in separate but complementary body types. This serves as a reminder that in order to create, polarities must always be joined or integrated. The notion is widely held that an individual has a tendency to feel most at one when he or she is joined with another in love. What was the actual process of the dimensional infusion? There exists within the time, space fabric of the constellation Lyra what can be called a white hole. Compare this white hole to a prism. In passing a beam of light through a prism, one gets a spectrum of light fragmented into 7 visible color frequencies. When a portion of the whole passed through the prism of Lyra, the white hole, consciousness was fragmented into 7 vibratory frequencies that represent the mass consciousness of Earth's galactic family. Each fragment became conscious on all of these different frequencies or densities. Frequencies were previously experienced as being integrated into the whole, like white light. When this portion of the whole passed through the prism, it manifested as 7 aware frequencies. Consciousness also fragmented, and the fragments moved away from each other as the Big Bang theory symbolically suggests. The illusion thus arose that each fragment was very, very alone. The whole understood that the purpose of this experience was to learn to reintegrate from a point of separation. But how? As individual souls or in groups, the fragments sought out the universe that was just created. The dimensional infusion not only created a consciousness fragmentation, but it also created the stars, planets, gases, and molecules that make up physical reality. However, physical reality represents only a few of the energy frequencies that emerged from the fragmentation. As science has discovered, matter is densified energy vibrating at a specific rate. Every aspect of the universe is made up of energy. In Earth technology, it has not yet been discovered how to measure certain portions of reality. If technology possessed this ability, an infinite number of gateways into time, space and dimension would be seen. For the time being, the 7 frequency levels that Earth's galactic family fragmented into bypassing through the prism of Lyra will be explored below. From this point forward, the term density will be used in reference to these frequency levels. First density, awareness as a point, physical matter. This frequency level is the most basic. It provides the matter and energy for the creation of atoms and molecules. The basic life forms of mineral and water, for example, are all operating from first density frequency. Humans possess this frequency within themselves as well. It makes up the basic genetic codes. Second density, awareness as a line, biological matter, development of group or species identity. The consciousness expressed by second density vibration does not possess self-awareness, or ego. Most species within the plant and animal kingdoms exist here, however. Their placement in density depends upon many additional factors, including the presence or absence of ego. Third density, volumetric awareness, ego, loss of group identity, development of individual identity, ability to remember past and cognize the future while retaining present awareness. This is the density where human beings emerge. It is a vibration that creates the illusion of separation and thus a challenge toward awakening. Presently, humanity is going through a transition period into fourth density reality, which can account for the many rapid changes the human race is undergoing. This is the frequency that expresses the most separation from the whole. It is from here that many lessons about integration are learned. This is the most intense of all levels in its cultivation of growth within the self. Cetaceans, dolphins and whales, presently exist simultaneously in third and fourth densities and are transitioning out of third along with humanity. The consciousness of primates exists in third density as well. The evolution of primates is becoming increasingly apparent, as one begins to observe them displaying several characteristics that were once thought of as indigenous only to humans, such as language acquisition and pathological behavior. Fourth density, containment of volumetric awareness, superconsciousness, reintegration of group identity without loss of ego identity, as vibration increases, perception of past, present, and future become more fluid along with the ability to interface with multi-dimensional and multi-density realities, negatively oriented consciousness becomes more difficult to maintain. Presently on Earth, fourth density reality is overlapping third. In humanity's case, this can account for the increased desire for unity, peace, and unconditional love as opposed to the illusion of separation that characterizes third density. The vibratory rate of one's reality is stepped up, and therefore one may be faced with personal issues in a much more rapid and intense way. It is easy to see how this is coming into play with the thousands of individuals upon Earth who are in therapy, in substance abuse programs, and engaging in humanistic efforts to better the planet. This is the frequency of responsibility. This is the frequency when one begins to remember the encoding of free will. This is the last frequency where physical bodies are the vehicles for the expression of consciousness. Hence many civilizations choose to spend long periods of time within this density. Fifth density, experiential awareness of I as a group identity, not bound by linear time. In this density, sentient consciousness begin to awaken to its heritage. This is the density of wisdom. As one awakens the wisdom within, they very often want to share it with those who are still focused in the lower densities. Many from this realm choose to become guides for others. A fifth density being merges with its family of consciousness, oversoul or higher self, if you will, and begins to remember. This is the first density in which a non-physical orientation is experienced. Note, there is no clear-cut distinction when transitioning from fifth to sixth and sixth to seventh densities. Because these densities are not physically oriented, there is much blending in these transitions. Sixth density, awareness as the dimension itself. This has often been called the Christ consciousness, in that it displays a frequency level equal to that of the Christ or Buddha. From this frequency a total remembrance occurs, and one begins taking responsibility for the whole rather than the self. The process of progressing the self and progressing the whole become one and the same. Seventh density, awareness as the multi-dimensional experience, group matrix identity, social memory complex. This is the frequency of total oneness or integration. Those who vibrate to this frequency are merged in identity and become a mass conscious whole. They magnetize those in other frequencies and provide the current for the natural flow toward integration. Once the seventh density beings reach critical mass, they will progress through the prism of Lyra. From our point of view, it will then be a black hole exit point, and reach the next octave, where another adventure awaits. It is important to note that as portions of the whole fragmented through the prism of Lyra, each consciousness retained awareness on all density levels. However, part of the forgetfulness remained. From most highly focused density levels, such as third and portions of fourth, an unawareness may occur concerning the coexistence of other levels. As integration occurs, one becomes aware of these other aspects. The microcosm always reflects the macrocosm. This is visible in the coincidence of how atomic structure mirrors the structure of a solar system. It is the same with the fragmentation of portions of the whole into individual beings or soul groups. When one incarnates into a physical body, it can be likened to a mini passage through the prism of Lyra. The process of soul fragmentation as one incarnates physically can be likened somewhat to Freud's id, ego, and superego theories. As a fetus, the soul demonstrates a first density consciousness. At that point, one is aware of itself as intricately connected to the environment. Physically, one is a mass of DNA codes with the potential to become a conscious human being. Since Freud did not take his hypothesis into prenatal development, there is no correlation. If he were to have created a label that described the fetus relationship to its environment, then it would have been a first density description. When the child is between birth and 2 years old, he or she begins to demonstrate second density consciousness, as separation begins to be perceived between itself and the environment and its desires become externalized. There is still somewhat of an egocentric point of view, which correlates this developmental level with the id. What distinguishes a child's second density orientation from third density is the lack of a distinct ability to differentiate between itself and the environment. From approximately the second year of life onward, third density consciousness becomes the primary framework demonstrated. This is the development of the ego and the awareness of the child as a separate individual. These are crucial formative years. One can see that if development is disrupted, such as through abuse, the personality can fragment and perhaps create dysfunction later in life. Many individuals retain this third density consciousness orientation of ego throughout their entire lives. The development of the superego, or higher awareness, is a typical fourth density trait. Humans have the option to develop this aspect of themselves. This is a reintegration of the fragmentation of personality that occurs through the birth process, as well as integration on a spiritual level. As the human race begins to move more solidly into fourth density consciousness, it is suspected that this personality fragmentation process will become less apparent, and perhaps children will begin displaying fourth density characteristics earlier in their development and retain them throughout their lives. In childhood, one must learn how to adapt and integrate into a workable framework. If one cannot do this, such as in the instance of child abuse, psychological disorders will very often be displayed when adulthood is reached. Pathologies such as multiple personality disorder can occur because the natural third density personality integration process did not occur during childhood. Some extraterrestrial civilizations have learned to detect and transmute the seeds of pathological disorders during childhood, and therefore have no incidence of adult pathologies. If it is understood that no matter how far an individual fragments, either on a soul level or in the personality, and that the way back home is always through integration, he or she will never lose sight of the goal. In this case, we can go home again. Creation of the galactic family. I am Ra, from whom time began. I am the hub of a wheel, a day star hovering over an endless sea. I am not the harvest, I am the seed. I am not the lyre, I am the song. I will not pass away. Egyptian Book of the Dead, Ellis Translation. In passing through the prism of Lyra, the first fragmentation created a group of beings that can be called the Founders. One, the Founders embodied the group consciousness of what eventually became humankind. They can project to a very high level of fourth density, but their natural state is non-physical. In splitting off from the portion of the whole that passed through the prism of Lyra, they still retained a memory, if somewhat dreamlike, of the idea of integration and the purpose of the fragmentation. It is they who orchestrate humankind's evolution. They play the roles of the parent archetype, in male and female polarity balance. The Founders became aware of the blueprint that was chosen as they fragmented from the whole. From this blueprint they knew that children carry the encodings of the parents. Since they played the parents' role, it was their responsibility to influence the growth of the new consciousness about to be created. In doing this they became the blueprint, began to understand and live it, knowing that this would encode future fragments. The Founders began to understand the natural energy patterns of the polarized reality just created. It became obvious to them that the newly fragmented group consciousness interfaces with specific realities, that is densities, within three main points: 1, a point of pure positivity; 2, a point of pure negativity; 3, the integrative point of the two. All interactions occur within the lines that connect each point, with very few aspects of consciousness existing within the points of purity. This realization inspired them to understand a paradigm of polarized reality, which was something exciting and new to their understanding. The paradigm, as it emerged for them, is shown below in a two-dimensional diagram. Next headline is: both negative and positive polarities moving toward integration. As they pondered the paradigm, they began to understand the mechanics of how the fragmented consciousness would once again merge back through the prism of Lyra. The linear model above can be changed to bring about the triadic relationship of the template. Here is an illustration. This triad represents the probabilities of the integrative process. Civilizations naturally move randomly, according to the laws of chaos, within the triadic template until a balance of energy is reached. If a civilization or consciousness chooses integration, the willingness to grow from both polarities, they will naturally move toward the integrative point, fueled by the momentum of both polarities. This can be viewed as an allying form of integration. If, on the other hand, a civilization or individual refuses integration, the template expands to accommodate their denial of the opposite polarity. The expanded template will not be outlined here at the present time. When they believed they were ready, the founders began another fragmentation. Just as a portion of the whole became curious and created this realm from its thoughts, the founders emulated their parents and exerted thought energy to create a fragmentation of themselves. This fragmentation occurred far and wide. Individualized consciousness sprang from the founders' group awareness and began to explore the universe. Because of this fragmentation, every being existing in the galactic family presented here is part of the founders. There are an infinite number of fragments and exploration journeys. Some of these fragments grew into civilizations that have played a part in the development of Earth. Some of those who have a reference point in Earth's known reality will be explored in the chapters ahead. When the founders fragmented, some allowed their energy to densify sufficiently in order to enter a physical reality. The founders had already chosen planets that could support humanoid life. Then they gently guided these fragments into a physical, third or fourth density existence. After time had passed, the fragments became more accustomed to physical existence, and assistance from the founders, who still existed in smaller numbers, became less needed. The first area to be eventually colonized after the founders' fragmentation was in the general vicinity of the Lyra constellation. Most of the galactic family that has genetic connections to Earth has roots in the Lyran system. It was there that the first attempt at integration occurred. The founders thought that it would be easy and predictable. Instead, humanoid life forms spread outward exponentially until a very intricate tapestry was woven. The threads of the tapestry began to become tangled until eventually the origins of the thread became lost in the colorful maze of the tapestry's design. The following are the main characters displayed in this tapestry from the perspective of Earth: Lyra, the general area of the birth of the humanoid race. All humanoid races in our galactic family have genetic roots connected to Lyra. It is the symbolic harp upon which the song of humanity is played. Vega, star within the constellation of Lyra. Descendants of Lyra, Vega birthed two race of beings who manifested Lyra's opposite polarity both in their beliefs and actions. There were frequent conflicts between the Lyran and Vegan races. Apex Planet, a planet within the Lyran system which was the first attempt at creating an integrated society. Sirius, a trinary star group, it is known in Earth mythology as the Dog Star. Sirius was one of the first areas to be colonized by beings from the Lyran star group. Sirius embodied the energy of the triadic template and perpetuated the drive toward integration. There is a large variety of consciousness types that incarnate in this system. Orion. This is the main battleground for the challenge of polarity integration, seeded from Sirius as well as Lyra and Vega. There is a direct connection with Earth, as explored in later chapters. Pleiades. Colonized by Lyran offshoots, this group is Earth's main genetic connection from extraterrestrial sources. Arcturus. An archetype or future self-ideal of Earth, Arcturus assists in healing personal and planetary consciousness. Its vibration, primarily sixth density, has been attributed to the angelic kingdom. Zeta Reticuli. This civilization is intimately connected with Earth. The Reticuli are the primary group instigating abductions, or more accurately called temporary detainments, since this group always returns the abductee. More will be said about this group in later chapters. Though some of these civilizations overlap each other in time and may not appear linear, below is a linear translation of the progression of various cultures in comparison to each other. Discussion: once one recovers from the initial shock of the idea that extraterrestrials had something to do with Earth's heritage, it really seems like a very logical explanation. Why would the human race egotistically believe that it alone is responsible for Earth's genetic past? Upon Earth, races have discovered new races and have begun integrating with them. Perhaps before this occurred, these races never knew the others existed.